Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Lots of jokes from lots of places. Here's one from Jan in Tennessee. And Sean Sterning in Steamboat Springs, Colorado says, hope all is well in the Windy City. The fall colors to peak here this weekend. Dee Dee from Inverness sent us a joke. She's a second-time emailer. Katie Forrest from RB Construction, Inc. in Wooddale, thank you. Agnes in Zion is trying my luck at another attempt to garner some votes for the famous, coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. James Wing in Southwest Michigan sent a joke. Jim Polizzi in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Dave Carr in Canada. Liz Meisterling in Glen Ellen. Shellen Aurora and Ed Petrosius reports it's rainy and color changing to the Aspen gold we love to see. A bit of snow above 10,000 feet here in Aspen, Colorado. Joseph Nanista's in the game from Whiting, Indiana. Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota and many more. Two ladies are in a nursing home. One says, in my youth, I had a rose tattooed on my breast. The other lady says, did you have it removed? She says, no, but now it's a long stem rose. Did you hear about the butcher who backed into the meat grinder? He got a little behind in his work. I burnt my Hawaiian pizza last night. I should have cooked it at aloha temperature. Hey, Andy, how long does it take a dog to learn to talk like a pirate?
Arf! Arr!
My wife warned me not to. Andy was thinking about just exactly
probably overthinking it. That's okay.
I don't think you did. My wife warned me not to steal kitchen utensils, but it's a risk I'm willing to take.
Hey, John, why are herbs so expensive?
Because time is money. Okay, it's a reminder here from your local radio host. This is Diarrhea Awareness Week. Runs till Friday. Last week, I joined a support club for antisocial people.
How's that going?
We haven't met yet. The devil whispered in my ear, you're not strong enough to withstand this storm. And I whispered back to the devil, at least I didn't lose my golden fiddle to a hillbilly in Georgia.